Okay, thank you so much for waiting. I am so sorry to hear about your diagnosis, Marcelina. What I'm doing is I'm just taking a brief moment to verify the information before I submit your paperwork to be signed. So in a few minutes, you're going to get a text message from me, and that'll be a link to the forms to sign. And don't forget, even though we're finished signing in a few minutes, the last step is that case verification call. So before I send the forms out, I just want to confirm that you are filing a claim for compensation for yourself, and you do meet the criteria, meaning that you did use a hair relaxer product in the past, and you were harmed by the product in the form of a diagnosis of ovarian cancer. That diagnosis occurred January 14th, 2024, at age 41. The doctor that made that diagnosis was Dr. Diet R. Vasquez, and that was at Texas Health in Fort Worth at 1301 Pennsylvania Avenue, Fort Worth, Texas. I grabbed the phone number from the website, from the internet. Again, that was Texas Health, Harris Methodist Hospital, Fort Worth, Texas. Your date of birth is August 20th, 1983. We've confirmed the spelling of your first name, MIECILLENA, middle initial A, last name Gibbs. We've confirmed your social for the authorization to release medical records. We've confirmed your email address, your phone number, as well as your current residence, 2503 Randolph Street. That's Dallas, Texas, 75241. Everything looks good. In a few seconds, you're going to get a text message that will include the documents. Have you ever signed documents electronically using your phone before?
Yes.
Oh, good. Then this will go by smoothly. So if you could kindly let me know when you got that text message.
Look at my phone.
Okay, sure.
Okay, I got it.
You got it? Okay. So what you want to do is you want to click on that link, and it's going to ask for you to agree to SMS messages, text messages, and then you'll see something like, please review and act on these documents. You'll see my name below, John Maurer, and then below that you'll see a checkmark box that you'll need to put a checkmark next to, which is agreeing to electronic records and signatures. And then you can follow the yellow navigation buttons, beginning with start. And then once you hit the finish button, let me know, because that'll be my cue to do one last step on my end. And then we're almost finished, okay?
Okay, you said press the start button?
Yeah, press the start button. And that's going to walk you through step by step where signatures or initials go on the forms. And then you'll see like an opportunity. You can either draw your signature or you can select a signature from one of the styles that's available. You'll click on the page where your signature goes. That'll actually apply a signature on that page, on that form. And again, I'm so sorry to hear about your diagnosis, but I'm really unfortunate. I know these are unfortunate circumstances that brought us together. The fact that you had used this product in the past, you put some trust into its usage, but unknowingly were at risk of developing a cancer, and which you did. That's unfortunate. But I am pleased that you are about to get legal representation from a very experienced, reputable, and a law firm that provides great service. They will, if they agree to take your case after completing the case verification call, they would take a case on a contingency basis. That means that you don't pay anything for legal representation. There's no upfront costs or fees associated with representation. They're only paid if they're successful in helping you obtain a settlement, an amount that's going to be specific to your circumstances, okay? If they're not successful, then you wouldn't owe the firm anything, okay? That's a true contingency agreement. Have you completed the signing? It looks like you have.
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did. Okay, very good. All right, so this is what I'm going to do now. Bear with me here. I'm going to send you a text message. One moment, please. From my direct number, I am in California. Your phone number is 214-490-4130. I'm going to send you a text message with my name and contact information. So you'll always have on record the name of the person, that's me, that helped you get signed up to participate in this lawsuit. Bear with me here. How are you doing today?
It's a little chilly, but I'm okay.
Okay. Aside from the cold weather, you're doing good. That's good. Good to hear. What I'm doing is I'm texting you the name of the law firms that are that you're being placed with.
Okay.
Okay, Marcelina, I just sent you a text message. Can you confirm that you received it? It came from a 949 number, which is my office number.
Yes, I just got it.
You got it? Okay, perfect. So this is record of who got you signed up to participate in this lawsuit. It may seem like we're finished, but don't forget that the law firm is going to reach out to you to do a case verification call. It's much quicker. It's like I said, they just want to hear that you use hair relaxer, you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and that it's okay to submit the request for medical records. And then be patient because it will take time for the law firm to negotiate a settlement amount from the makers of these products, okay? Is there any questions I can answer for you?
No, I don't have any questions.
Well, Marcelina, I thank you for letting me help you. Again, I'm sorry about these unfortunate circumstances, but again, I'm pleased that you're about to get adequate representation from a very experienced law firm and one that has provides great customer service, okay? If you have no other questions, I want to wish you a good rest of the day, okay?
Thank you. Thank you for your help.
It's my pleasure. You take care, okay? Bye for now.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.